choose your weapon, know your enemy. Know exactly where you want to be before you turn around and it's a memory. You never know when your history. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the world keeps turning around and round. There's no way in, there's no way in, there's no way out,
there's no way out.
Subliminal heart attack. Some are police, some are thieves. Some make war, while some keep peace. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the world keeps turning around and round. There's no way in, no way in, no way out.
There's no way out. It's
a ghost town.
Down.
The ghost down. The ghost down. The ghost down.
huevo.
Del centro, pero qué vista del bahía.
Bueno, chamacos y chamacas, muchachones, muchachonas, estamos ya aquí en Yuca Estéreo, transmitido en vivo a todo color desde la hermana República de Burnaby, en el territorio no cedido, no comprado, tradicional de la Costa Salish. Y obviamente la radio comunitaria aquí de la Universidad de Simon Fraser. Y tenemos casota llenota. Tenemos como 50 mil invitados. Están haciendo fila afuera de la estación porque pues no cabían. Y luego también hubo una ceremonia de graduación del college de no sé cuál cosa. Entonces también todos los chamacos y chamacas ahí del que se acaban de graduar también están aquí en la haciendo fila para entrar, para poder decirle, ¿no?, su dedicatoria a la familia y todo el rollo. Entonces está súper maravilloso. Y además pues tenemos invitados que son de la lengua inglesa. Entonces va a ser otro programa más de Yuca Estéreo que tiene subtítulos en inglés. Entonces pues espero que lo disfruten y sirve que aprenden y practican su inglés, carnales, porque les falta mucho, pero bueno. So, we are here at Yuca Estéreo. We have a lot of guests tonight, and we're gonna start one by one. So, ladies first. So, Dr. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Hopefully you can hear me.
Yes, you should get a little closer, but yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
not to me, to the microphone, okay, please. Don't get ideas.
Yes, have a good night.
There you go. And there, so we're starting, you know, left to right, ladies first. So could you please tell us your name? And so we have a couple of people that are involved in a movie. We'll tell you everything about it in a few seconds. But if you can tell us, I guess, your name and what's your work in the, you know, in the set, in the movie, and then we'll go to the right.
Okay, sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Rosa Kane. I'm from Japan, and my role in the movie is actually I was doing the special effects makeup. Usually, I also do makeup. I work as makeup artist, and I own a online shop for Asian cosmetics as well. So today, I'm here to just chit chat about the movies we've done together and what I've done in the movies.
Well, extremely well. Konnichiwa, Rosa. Henhideska Antonio-san. Yes. Doctor Misterio-san. All right, to our right, please introduce yourself and tell us, yeah.
Okay, so I'm Elliot Scott, and I started Splatter Film 69 in the middle of COVID when everybody was losing all their film jobs. So in the middle of COVID, I basically built a small independent film production company, and we now make anywhere from 3 to 6 feature films a year, which is extremely big, I guess you would say, in the terms of like being independent. Most independent studios only come out with 1 feature a year. I do minimum 3 up to 6. This year I'll actually be doing 6, and I'll be filming in Japan in the Hebei Mountain area, as well as I'll be filming in Wuhan in China. So I'll be filming in 3 countries and 2 provinces in Canada in 1 year, and these are all the people that work with me.
There you go. Magnificent. Thank you very much. And moving on to our right.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Simon, CK, I go by, and pretty much I act in Elliot's, some of his films.
Get a little closer, Simon.
Oh, sorry. Mike's pointed the other way. Okay. Yeah, I act in some of Elliot's films. I'm from, born in Vancouver, but I grew up in Burnaby, so there's that. And I guess we're here to talk about films and stuff, right?
Cool. And?
Hi, my name is Andrew Kelly. I play policeman, Bigfoot, various creatures in Elliot's films. I'm also the cousin of Norman MacLean, who wrote the book and helped produce the movie of Robert Redford, A River Runs Through It, with Brad Pitt, Tom Skerritt, made in 1992. And I enjoy Elliot's films and being in them. And I'm into film, taking film in university, and I've been in verticals and other commercials as well throughout my filming career.
Well, that's pretty good. A lot of talented people here. That's pretty cool. So I guess we're trying to chat about the last one, or what's the or the last two, or what's what would be a good place to start? Like,
okay, I guess the first one would sort of start with
Get a little closer to the mic. You can move it up, yeah, back, yeah, whatever.
Maybe that's a little better.
There you go. Okay. Yes, thank you.
So yeah, I guess I'll talk about the one that I had everyone in this room working on. So it was actually a sequel to a film I made. So I'm known for doing like Bigfoot movies. Literally in October, we're going to find out if I'm going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records as the director who's directed the most Bigfoot movies in the world. So they're looking into that. And as far as what I've been told, there's been directors who have made Bigfoot movies, but the biggest number right now is 3, and I've done 8. So pretty much I'm going to get the award as far as I see. And I also already have a Guinness Book of World Records for the most live animals used on a independent feature film. That's not an animal documentary. So we had everything from lynxes to coyotes to foxes to wolves. We even had a mountain lion on set, so we had every animal you could think of. So she was the makeup artist on a film that was a slasher film, so it was very different than my normal films, and it was very much like a classic 80s slasher film. It got a lot of really great reviews by different horror podcasts and everything online. And it did well at the horror convention in Calgary, as well as the Portland horror convention. And it did well enough that people kind of demanded sort of like a sequel. So we're like, okay, well, we burnt our killer in the first movie, so his whole body's all covered in scars. So, you know, killers can always come back, just like in Friday the 13th. You burn him, it's not enough, he'll come back. So the second one's called Nightmares, so we kind of made it a little bit like the original Nightmare on Elm Street mixed with like Friday the 13th. And the movie is actually called Meat Cleaver Campout Massacre Part 2 Nightmares. And yeah, there was a large Japanese cast actually within the film. Two of the actresses actually, and everyone was like, why would you pick adult film stars from Japan and turn them into regular actresses? And I honestly, they both had perfect English. They were both great at what they did. They actually worked much better than most actresses who never did stuff like that. So I figured if I'm going to do a scene where I'm going to do a shower scene and a girl's going to die, well, an adult film star they take off their clothes all the time, so very easy for them to take off clothes in front of a camera and get killed in a shower. So, yeah, so we did that, and then I was like, okay, I need to find a Japanese makeup artist, and then that's literally how I sort of ended up sort of finding her. And they both play a father and son in the film. And they are both going out on a fishing trip over the long weekend, which is the same long weekend that the serial killer kind of wakes up and from his coma in the hospital and then sort of goes on a rampage. And Andrew's character got his throat sliced wide open and a couple meat cleaver marks in the side of his cheeks. And Simon's character had his eyeballs ripped out of his head and his throat sliced. And I'll let her talk about doing the makeup for that one, I guess.
Yeah, actually, it was a very fun and challenging for me because I had the makeup pieces for me, which was totally different from what I used as the prosthetic makeup kits. And then originally, I was thinking to use something called alcohol paint, which is quite general and quite instant for auto key and special effects makeup. But this time, he gave me a pretty new kind of prosthetic pieces. And then I had to instantly change my plan to do to use something more professional as a paint to put it on. And also, actually, Elliot had a lot of things that prepared, like the glue and the blah and things. And I used my own stuff together, and I made the makeup. It was very challenging that I had to put Simon's eyes right onto his eyes with the the scratches and the like the FX stuff, and then he couldn't see anything. He had to keep his eyes closed all the time, so we had to be very careful not to get into his eyes. And then after we did the makeup, we had to guide him to walk to the place we shoot and stuff. But it was very fun. And actually, we were shooting in the park and outside. And then we didn't have enough water access. So after we finished the makeup, it was quite hard for us to take it off. Because originally my plan was to use something easier to take off, but I had to change my plan, and then I had to use some professional makeup removers as well. And then with that, usually we have to go to the bathroom to wash it off and stuff, but we didn't. We were at the park. We were at the park, so the restrooms, they closed quite early. After we shot, I think it was like 7 or 8, and yeah, the bathroom closed at 6. And then after we done the shooting and we went tried to wash it off, it was closed. And I think both the actors, they had to had some leftovers of blots and glues on them and then go back home. Especially for Andrew, I think he had to take the public transportations to go home, and then he was so worried that he's got caught or asked for something, right?
Yeah, I had to take an Uber home because I was afraid that people at the transit police would come up to me and stop me, at, you know, every chance to get, you know, wanting to know what happened and all this and asking details and take me to the hospital. So I just decided to take an Uber home. Even the Uber driver was asking me, you know, what happened if I got into a fight or something. I said, no, you know, it's just makeup for a movie. So.
I swear it's all fake. It's all ketchup.
Just about a scratch.
That is, wow, that is a good, you know, unfortunate story because, yeah, the yes, having to walk or woe back home with all this, you know, special effect makeup. And anyway, that's... I mean, it's a bad, but it's a good anecdote. You know, like it's anyway. Okay, I think we're going to go with a little more music, and then, yeah, we can come back and, you know, keep chatting about well, I'm sure there's a lot of, you know.
Yeah, we got a lot of things to talk about.
It's a lot of stuff to be said. Yes, yeah, so yeah, let's do that.
And one thing I want to talk about. I want to talk to you about getting the bands onto your films. That's the one thing I want to get onto talk about. How can we get our bands that we play here at Ucasterio Radio 90.1 FM CJSF to feature on your films? So right after the cut, Doctor Misterio, suba el volumen, por favor.
Vámonos.
Por favor.
Sin igual ella sabe cocinar y también volar. Le gusta caminar, historias pa' platicar y tiene mucho que contar y no se va a callar. Curiosa, asombrosa, distraída y hermosa. No sé si es celosa, pero falta otra cosa. Usa calcetines y come tallarines. Sabe cómo amenta sobre patines. Está medio loca, le gusta la mota. Yo me enamoré de sus ojos y su boca. Y es simpática, paradigmática, algo dramática. Yo la quiero llevar a pasear por lugares.
lugares donde no he estado jamás. Yo la quiero llevar a pasear. Guayo, oh, y todo está tan bien, tan bien, tan bien sobre su piel. Amo a ponerle miel, y todo está tan bien, tan bien, tan bien sobre su piel. Amo a ponerle miel, y todo está tan bien, tan bien, tan bien sobre su piel. Amo a ponerle miel, y todo está tan bien.
Aprendí a sobrevivir para sobresalir de esta mancha gris llena de monotonía sin alegría.
La amargura y la rutina de ti no se apodera, porque sabes disfrutar y lo haces notar. Cuando te pones a bailar empiezas a sacudir las ganas de discutir. Hoy tú prefieres reír.
Ay, tú prefieres reír.
Son cromosomas, son los genes, información en cadenas de ADN.